Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
know what you do.
Yeah,
blessed, slip and slide. That's what I told her. Bow, 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 bow. She said things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go.
She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner, a winner. He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to.
No.
A cruise to the islands, that'll get a smiling. Hit South Beach, riding down Collins. No window shopping, that's for the party.
Want
to take it off the wall and put it on your body. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop throwing my condo. That can be your hideaway.
Tell me what the pose
you want,
you know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot out to London, Nando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short is so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling.
She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo, that can be your hideaway.
Mike Bless, Slip and Slide, 917-889-3926, to share your motorcycle experience. Hey, yo, I've heard some outstanding stories of long excursions, you know, across the country on motorcycle. I've heard about tragic accidents that has taken lives on motorcycles, and I've heard some are the wildest things that have happened on motorcycles. What's your experiences tonight? Talk to me, DD. As a new bike rider.
I don't have nothing. Yeah. I don't
you've
really have.
You've only been up and down.
Up and down the
back streets of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm scared of falling for real. I know I got to fall to get over that fear, but right now I'm trying to prevent it. Mm-hmm. Preventative.
Right.
I'll say the 264 is the worst interstate to ride a bike on. I think it's 264. You know, like over there by, what is that? The interstate, it takes you towards north of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 64 or 264?
264.
Okay, yeah, because the streets are horrible. Because you could, yeah, I always fear falling off the back, like whenever we hit a bump. But yeah, luckily never did that. The worst that ever happened was just
who's
yeah.
Really serious about it to go take a class. I actually, I was also fearful of falling. I mean, hurting myself. You know, it's one thing to fall off a bicycle. It's another thing to pull off a motorcycle, specifically if it's moving.
Why down the street?
Yeah, you can kill yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to make sure that you really understand all of the mechanisms and the mechanics and everything associated, you know, with the bike. You know, the throttle, the brake, you know, all of that. You know, I mean, you really need to understand what you're doing, because you can be totally distracted while on a motorcycle. Remember, there is nothing covering you. There's no invisible shield that's going to keep, yo.
The invisible shield.
Hey.
Yes, well, you know what, though? I mean, and luckily they did, you know, some states do have where you have to wear a helmet. I mean, I can understand it gets hot under there, but, I mean, safety-wise, you can tear your whole head off.
Safety's first.
Exactly.
First safety comes first.
You know what? What I don't understand, like those girls who ride on the back of the bike with their tail out. Yes, it's amusing, ladies, but really, I mean, what if you slide down the street and then you'll never be able to wear those shorts again? That's not cute.
Right. You want to know something? My husband, one thing he took very seriously was riding his motorcycle. I don't care how much beer he had or whatever. When he decided he was going to ride that day, he limited his drinking, and not only that, he rode, always rode, I don't care what the degree was, long sleeve shirt, long pants, jeans mostly, and boots. And he would never let me get on the back without long sleeve, a long sleeve shirt, jeans, and my pants. He was very serious about safety.
That's what's good. Safety first.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycles, the need for speed, it's a sexy, sexy sport, but it's very dangerous. Let's talk about it. And talk about why we think more women are joining the ranks of bike riders. We'll be right back. Jagged Edge, baby. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me going? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's my baby.
Yeah. TM Hyman Radio Live, Jagged Edge, baby. And tonight we're talking about the need for speed and why more women are becoming more interested in bike riding or joining the ranks of bike riders. So you're seeing them more prevalent, especially like in bike clubs or just on the road, period. Now, my belief is, personally, I think women are, of course, we are like exerting more of our independence. Of course, you're seeing more. Hello?
I don't know what that is. Somebody out in Charlotte was doing something strange.
Yes, that noise threw me. Wow. Okay. Hello? I can't even finish talking.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to try to keep going. I think women are trying to exert their independence. I think right now more, I won't say on a rise, but you just see, I mean, it's so prevalent, more of the single women, single women and single moms or single women, women like widows, divorced, things of that sort as far as single women. And I think they're just like, you know, how come we can't be like men? How come, you know, a lot of them have money and nothing to do with it a lot of time, and they're just, you know, this is what they want to do. It's okay, but we can play. We can pretend, we can do some of the things men do and experience that rush. We want to know, what do you get from it too? How do we understand you even better if we can participate in some of the things that you do? And then after we find out we like it, it's like, oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. My mom was a bike rider ever since I was, I think, born. She's been riding motorcycles ever since I was born. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, my mom's 62, but she'll hop on a motorcycle quick. Not a crotch rocket, a nice gold wing. You know what I mean? So, but I think, no, we're not men, but, you know, we like to have that. We have that need for speed, too. We like to have that control. You know what I'm saying? We want to experience all that, that power, that fearlessness. But then we also, for a moment, you know, we are concerned about that safety, too, and falling, so.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Need for speed motorcycles. More women are absolutely starting to ride more and more. Regardless, again, I recommend take a class. You know, go down to your, I'm not even sure it's the motor vehicle. I don't think it's the motor vehicle place. I believe it is a school. I actually went to, I believe it was Tidewater Community College, the Chesapeake branch.
That's correct.
I paid maybe $150. And if it wasn't $150, it might have been like $300. But it was well worth it. Once you get your license, you are well on your way. Hey, we played this joint a while back. It's I Need You, DL featuring Trey Song. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:24.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now, it is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. But I used to win the fly. So now there's no more that can be said to. Cause the whole world is coming round. Cause I got some money now. But they will.
What went wrong? My head is in a tailspin. Hey, your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room? Damn, shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chillin'. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need you today. But now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. Now you tell me no. Damn, shorty. Yo, I'm still coping, hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit restart. It's time I play to win. Determined for the high score. The prize being, you tell me that I'm forever yours. Wits ain't as high. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know
you
now for her.
Right now, baby, you wake up and turn the lights on.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know we on that.
I'm low, but I'm low on that movie.
You know we on that.
Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy. Let's work. Come on. Let's work. Don't stop. Let's rock. Let's work. Make you feel good too. Let's work. Don't stop. I see you. Let's work. Get that dirty money.
How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally go, little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
It's that dirty money.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
Yes, they do look nice in the, you know, the leather pants and so forth. I see most women on the back of them. I've only seen, like, maybe one or two, like, women's bike clubs. And I know they have, you know, meetings. Like, what was it? I can't think of the name of the one that I, it's in New Jersey. And they're like some kind of, like, bunny riders or something like that, Playboy bunny riders. So. I'm not going to say I disagree with you, Didi, of like why women do it, but I don't see the motorcycles as being a man thing in the first place. I mean, it's just a bicycle with a motor in it. And we all love motorcycles. I mean, motorcycles when we were little. Bikes when we were little.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, let's welcome all the way live from Newark, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, how y'all doing this evening? I apologize. Sorry I'm late. I had some business I was tending to. Ran a little longer than I expected. But, hey, Dee Dee, Sheila, Tim. Oh, hola. Bonnie Nachos, hola.
Buenos noches. Buenos noches.
Yeah. Motorcycles are need for speed. That sexy sport that could kill you dead if you don't pay attention to what's happening on the highways. 917-889-3926. Hey, coming up, we might have a tip or two from Newark. Do we have a finance segment tonight?
We do. I'm driving. I can read and look and hope I can keep my eyes on the road. But yeah,
we do. Oh, that sounds like an acrobat.
Yeah, we can do that
right there.
There's not a lot of people on the road, so I should be okay.
Hey, folks, after this quick announcement, we're going to rock a jam, and we'll be back with Toya Live from Delaware with finance back in a moment.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive
multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio
way live from Newark, Delaware.
wanted to give a few more tips on money handling tips for kids. We've touched on this once or twice in the past as far as allowances and how kids should earn money. But I just wanted to give a few more tips on how kids should handle money as they, you know, they're younger, starting to get older. And when it comes to teaching kids about money, the sooner the better. Pretty much up until they start earning a living, and sometimes well beyond that, kids are apt to spend money pretty much like it grows on trees. The lesson will help you put your children on the road to actually handling their money a little more responsibly than if you wait until later on down the line. If kids start learning at an early age that they have to actually work for their money opposed to the money just being given to them like an allowance, and they actually have to work to obtain that money, they start to realize that money just does not grow on trees, and they actually have to earn earn their living. Another thing, kids learn how money works, they'll actually start to display the fact that they actually want to save their money. They'll start to hold on to their money a little more. I know my daughter, she conveniently forgets her change purse, her pocketbook, whatever it is she's holding her money in whenever we decide to go to the store. And she's been taught that if you don't have your money when you go to the store, you don't get what it is that you want. You know, I don't just buy things just to buy them all the time. Some things that you actually want, it's not a necessity, or something that you don't really need, then you have to buy that. And she's really stingy with her money because she has to work for it now. So instead of just giving kids their allowance, make them work for it so they'll appreciate their money a little more. Just remember, seeds planted early bear fruit later. So it's important to just to work on your child's financial awareness early on, even when they're 5, 6 years old. So when they become teenagers, they're less likely to actually just heed your advice. And besides that, they'll just be doing other things, like spending money frivolously, like, you know, you're supposed to just give it to them. So if you just start to plant those seeds early, they'll know as they get older that they need to actually handle their money a little better, especially if they're teenagers, because we all know as soon as you're 18 and you actually head to college, you start getting those credit card offers. So if you start teaching your kids at an early age about credit cards, loans, debt, early on, they'll know how to manage their money, and they'll know that you don't necessarily need a credit card to survive, and it's actually a bad idea to get a credit card. So if you teach them how to live on a cash system when they're younger, they'll appreciate the cash system when they get older, and they'll be used to that and probably more willing to use a cash system than actually convert into credit and plastic and debit cards, which, you know, we all do now. So, you know, just plant the seeds early, start to teach the kids early, so when they get old enough to actually handle their own funds, they won't get into debt and get into a lot of trouble.
Plant the seeds early. Hey, teach a child the way they should go, and when they grow up, they won't part from it. Thanks, Toya.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress. where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm on screen 95, on my way to DC, coming from PG, bout to OD, off the trees in the Tylenol 3 with Codeine for show. You bout to do the damn thing for show. I put dubs on my car, but it's just for show. I hit the corner so hard I might flip the jump. And with these bumpy ass roads, I like the wheels wide, I like the hips on my hoes. My eyes get wide when you speak about the dough, speak about the cash. These fast ass frauds speaking about the ass. Still breathe last, however it goes down. You don't wanna throw down, you would take your last breath. J-Dog, run this side, nigga, that's that. I'm back in effect, run your advance. Sign my name over on the back of the check. You wanna live, don't act up and ruin your chances. Hot damn, it's a new day. Roll up, I'ma smoke like I'm celebrating Tuesday. Niggas know Jay in the slime ball is horrid. Make this shit hot in the winter like it's Orbit. Hundreds in the spot, I'ma spend them in the winter, but I earned it in August. Killing the block, C4 bang bang like it's killing the block, bitch. Stay fresh and I'm fly. I feel blessed when I'm high. Tell my nigga this some good ass lie. Got me seeing niggas that died, caught up in the crossfire. I work at 8 to 5, about to get fired, but fuck it. I go back to waking up at 1 something. Send my hun to get a blunt and bullets for my gun, cause niggas be stunting. You gotta watch your ass, and when you out there on the ass, you better clock your cash. When I feel I can't go on, the Dutch is gone. Take the roaches and I smoke the bitch out of a bong. That's the lifestyle I chose, cars and clothes. I want 50 for a half and a buck for a O. I want no shorts, no judge, no cops, no courts. You come with 18, well that's your loss. This is good weed, baby. Yeah, say this is good weed, baby. Yeah, come on.
Hot damn, it's a new day. Roll up, I'ma smoke like I'm celebrating Tuesday. Niggas know Jay in the slime ball is horrid. Make this shit hot in the winter like it's Orbit. Hundreds in the spot, I'ma spend them in the winter, but I earned it in August. Killing the block, C4 bang bang like it's killing the block, bitch.
And it's something you ain't.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh yeah, overdose, money boy entertainment, let's go,
Pills and dro, pills and dro, we the on them pills, I pop my pills and dro, we the on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro. Pills and booze, we on that shit.
a little explicit, just a little splash right in your face, like pow. Hey, it's 10:52. Again, rolling with Overdose. Hey, what's cracking? Need for Speed tonight, motorcycles. The good, the bad, and the ugly of bike riding. That's the topic. Toya, do you ride?
Yes, sir. I'll ride with someone. I don't actually ride myself, you know.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to be going to get my license with with Domare so that we can be biker chicks together.
That's what's good.
Biker club.
See, the one thing I know about Domare, all Domare wants is just the fashion piece to biking.
Right. Trying to be cute, coordinate. She wants cool. Uh-huh, with a little jacket and helmet. And that. Yeah, she's trying to be cute. Uh-huh.
Whatever.
She thinks it's really sexy for a lady to be on a bike.
I don't want to do stunts, but I do want to ride one and look good at the same time. I want to be sexy. Fancy.
Putting down the road,
wow.
20 miles an hour.
That's funny. Hey, would you see yourself going, like, cross-country on a motorcycle?
No.
I know I wouldn't.
Hitch to my bike. To my truck.
Much time on a bike.
But that's what a lot of the bike clubs do, though. They take trips around the country.
That's why I said
exactly.
We start not own bike clubs.
That's right. We
don't
ride
in the hood and then go on home.
Yup. You all's bike club.
Fine, we just stand beside.
You just get together to meet at the local Walmart.
And stand in the parking lot, leaning up against the bike.
Oh, that is crazy. You guys have a lot of female riders up here. I don't know if you have a lot in Virginia or Florida. It's a lot of female riders here in Delaware and Philly, all this area.
You see a lot of them here with bike clubs. But, like, I don't have any desire to be a part of a bike club. But you do see a lot in bike clubs, but they also get a bad stigma, a bad name in bike clubs too. It's like you're not sexy anymore, you trashy and trampy. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of a bike club.
What, you mean part of a bike club with the male team?
Yeah, when there's a co-ed bike club.
Oh, no, these chicks up here, like, they're like a group that just rides. There's groups of them here. They just ride, like, they do their own thing. I don't think they're, like, part of, like, the Thundercards or anything.
Why would one become slutty just because she's a part of a co-ed club?
Why would she? Because, no, not even, because that's what she's allowed herself to become. I mean, I know more males in bike clubs than females, but that's all they talk about is how the females in the bike club get, how the dudes get all of them. They didn't get in the bed with all
around.
Of them. And I'm just like, how uncool is that? Who wants to be a part of a club like that?
Apparently,
well,
whoever
they look at you, they don't even
around.
Respect you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
just not
the
cool.
The funny thing is that they probably respect them in front of everybody else, but whoever they're trying to talk to.
They don't even respect themselves to let themselves to be passed around like that. So they can't possibly, there's no respect there from the beginning. But that's, I mean,
we can't,
that's not my only reason.
We can't blanket statement every woman that's the, you know, maybe the only woman, you know.
Yeah, and I'm only talking about those specifically that allow themselves to be passed around. Like that, if your man just happens to be a part of the bike club, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And this is my own opinion, not the opinion of the Teen Hymen Radio Live Show. Let me go and say that as well. This is just my own opinion, you know?
It's all good. We gangsta walking.
It's not my only reason for not wanting to belong to a bike club. I've never wanted to belong to a quote-unquote club except God's club. So, you know, but, I guess they do the good things, too. You know, we have a lot of bike clubs here that do good charitable works, things of that sort with the kids, when holidays come, helping the needy. You know, you want to be a part of something like that. You know, I just don't feel like I need to be a part of a quote-unquote club, a bike club, in order to, you know, be charitable and things of that sort. But that's just
my thoughts. And you don't. It's 7:57. California. It's 10:57 here in Tampa, Florida. Wet Money, Gangsta Walkin', Team Hyman Radio Live.
By the time we know it.
Time we know it.
No, we don't do that.
Riding. How long have you been riding?
Since 2000.
What got you interested?
I always wanted to. I got on one and fell, and I said, you know what? I'll never fall again. Going to get my license. I did it. Been riding ever since.
And how long did you say that class was?
I want to say it was like 3 weekends.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it just pretty much takes you through, like, just normal, I mean, like, the basics, and then you kind of go from there?
Oh, there's, nope. There is classroom time, and then there is on-the-road time. And then there is the test. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, I mean, the bottom line is either you get it or you don't. You can't fake it.
Wow. Well, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I don't think I'd be afraid at this point, like, to get on. I don't think that I would ride on the back with anyone else, though. Like, I would definitely, if I was to ride again, it would have to be my own. Because that's very uncomfortable on the back seat. Like, and I'm not one of those people who sit straight up. No. Because I do have that fear of flying off of it. But if I'm on it by myself, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I have a fear of flying off as well. That's why I haven't gotten that nice Hayabusa. I'll stay right where I'm
Hayabusas
at right
are
now.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
R1s are good starter bikes, and those are like, that's what they call a girl bike.
What's that?
R1. I think that's what Didi has, you know, R1000. But I don't own one now. Matter of fact, all the helmets that I had in here are gone. No.
Hump day in the city.
It's almost
a mellow
Friday.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I said it's almost Friday.
Almost Friday. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody sounds real laid back, mellowed out tonight. It's just one of those nights. So let's keep that mellow mood going with one of our favorites, If You Only, Chester Gregory, TM Hot Boy Live.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Everyone, how do you do? Yes, this is a mellow hump day this evening. I didn't even know where to start. I was hoping to start with our U.S. news, but we haven't gotten an update yet. So let's rock with entertainment. This is beautiful because I knew it was going to happen. But the FBI, they released documents detailing the accounts of notorious B.I.G.'s murder. Now, the documents were stating that he was shot with a Gecko 9mm with armor-piercing bullets, made in Germany. Yeah, armor-piercing bullets, yes. And then they're made in Germany, right? So it's like nowhere you can really find it in the United States. The documents also state that there were 10 witnesses that had information that they were willing to share with the FBI but not willing to share with LAPD. Well, the FBI did not follow up on those witnesses. And then also the document tells how, like, the LAPD never conducted ballistic tests on the rounds that they found. So it's like a lot of information, you know, that, like, some, you know, we knew about, but not, like, specific details of how they grossly ignored, you know, information that was available. And the documents were only released under the Freedom of Information Act. So, but RIP to Notorious B.I.G., you are always missed. Also in entertainment news, this is kind of weird, but, well, weird for Virginia people anyway. How about this? Okay, so in Pennsylvania, the Sherman Theater is located in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. They ended up having to give refunds for two sold-out shows that were booked for Drake. Why? Well, because a fake promoters from Virginia Beach, Virginia, stated that they knew, you know, they had booked Drake. The tickets, you know, sold out the first day, you know, and so they booked another show. So do you know that's like almost $200,000? So they had to refund, you know, all that money back to the people because Drake didn't know about the concerts. He had never been contacted, and the people that ran this booking agency, they don't even have contacts to Drake. So I was like, that is so whack because, I mean, entertainment businesses in Virginia have a hard enough time, you know, without crap like that. Let's see. In other news, in Alabama, a suspect in an Alabama college shooting was arrested 3 hours after the shooting without incident. The only information that's been released so far is that there's been one fatality and three injured, including a four-year-old girl, but she was just hit by glass, shattered glass. She wasn't shot, but she just was injured. The suspect started walking towards the TV camera crew and was like, "I'm the guy you're looking for." So the camera crew called 911. They came and the police picked him up. The reason for the shooting is unknown, but we do know that all victims were related. And the police believe that the 36-year-old woman that was shot, was believed to be a student. So once I get more information on that, I'll let you guys know. In world news, Muammar Gaddafi, he wrote a letter to President Obama begging him to stop the NATO bombing strikes. And Secretary of State Clinton, she stated, "Well, the strikes will stop when Gaddafi steps down and leaves the country." And NATO was operating under a Security Council, allowing such force, you know, to protect the Libyan civilians. Now, the story I was telling you guys that I was waiting for a response about was that President Obama called for an emergency meeting to prevent, you know, the government shutdown. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, but he's, you know, meeting with Vice President Biden and the Speaker of the House and also the Majority Senate Leader, Harry Reid. Now, the thing is that without an agreement or a budget agreement, the government is going to shut down after Friday. And the House of Representatives, they're supposed to vote tomorrow on a stopgap spending bill. And they're stating that they're going to fight for the largest spending cut. But that's all your entertainment and national news for today, April 6th. Thank you. And peace and blessings.
Baby, don't you be. Baby, don't you be.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Tonight, it's the Angels all the way live.
What's cracking? Wow. Are y'all dead?
No.
No, we're not dead. We're very much alive.
very much alive. Good to know. Yo, this is certainly a laid-back hump day Wednesday. Yo, Friday can't get here quick enough. Join us 10 o'clock for the cypher. Hey, you know, be safe if you really are looking to ride, looking to buy a vehicle, motorcycle. Yo, you can find some real good deals. I actually got my bike off of, believe it or not, Craigslist. I looked them up. This was years ago. Went and visited him. The bike was exactly what he said it was, and got a good deal. It was a 98, and my 98 still runs beautifully. So, you know, bikes are something that you can find real good deals on. You know, find one if you're a new jack. Don't go get a brand new bike, spend a whole lot of money, you know. Learn how to ride first, then go hard.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, because you can get a brand new bike and slide straight down the mature highway.
No doubt. Be careful. Yo, it looks easy, definitely sexy, you know. But it's a serious business when you're out there on the highway. You know, you got to look out for yourself and you got to look out for others. You know, again, a lot of deaths happen with motorcyclists.
Yeah, like that Hayabusa you're talking about. They got a nice kick to them. But if you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna fly right off of it in first gear.
And that's the only reason why I have not purchased one. I've known of three people to die on a Hayabusa. I think the last one that I actually heard about prevented me from actually going out to get one. So
Because the brakes are just that you can pop. Yeah, you can pop a wheelie going forward. Yeah.
Safety first. Safety first. Coming up. Health and Wellness, live from Chesapeake with DD.
Hey, is there an update on that cruise?
No update on the cruise. Back in a moment.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. So hot in my game, colder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least two commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. All I do is you can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is while you chasing hoes, I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. What the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch, your cash won't last. And everything your hands will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is look, I get it. Since a young nigga, I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ, I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard, me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly, fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough, I can invest and make a loan. All I do is,
What you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it. What else I need? Just cause of you, I do as I please. Just cause of you, she getting on her knees. All I do is, all I do is.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, make the cash won't last. And everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is
see my money grow, fucking ridiculous. I ain't King James, but I got witnesses. I say it again if you wasn't listening. Yeah, I'm on another level. Anywhere I go, I settle. When I get dinero, I ride with the heavy metal. Missing bank accounts, yeah, I got several. Yeah, I keep going, no slowing down for no man. I would hold bread if I had no hands. I'd be in the pocket while you trying to slow dance. Yeah, so many presidents, they flying through my residence. They want to make a settlement, but they don't have evidence. Money over everything, the only thing evident.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bet your cash won't land. And everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is I get it.
WHACT and Pop the Radio Live Creole Kang, Chase My Money, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Give it up, Domare. Willingham, you're speaking on mute. If you're speaking at all. All right. Apologize for technical difficulties there, folks, with Miss Domare Willingham, a Chesapeake. Maybe a health and wellness will come at a later time. All right. Need for Speed Motorcycles tonight. It's Wednesday hump day in the city, April 6th. 2011. Tonight, the dialogue surrounds motorcycles and the fact that more women are joining. You know, why do we think that is? I think we've had a couple of views or perspectives on it. Toya, why do you think women are more motorcycle crazed today than they were before?
I don't know. I guess just wanting to do their own thing. That's the only thing I can think of. That have happened to do it with the guys. They just want to have their own. That's the only thing I can think of.
The rush is definitely something that once you experience it, you want to experience it again. So I think that's, you know, probably the same, you know, just for men and women. Got 27 minutes left in the show. Again, hump day in the city. You know, laid back evening. For the most part, just wanted to bring something different to you tonight. Miss Willingham, are you with us? She is not. All right. Well, let's go to this joint. It's Stalker.
Oh,
yeah. I like it.
Mr. Woods and Jay Styles.
Mr. Woods and Jay Styles, Stalker. We'll be right back. T.M. Hyman, Radio Live.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker.
Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me.
She's a stalker.
She's a stalker.
Shorty, she's a stalker. Oh,
I guess the world's good. Huh? Go
bigger. That's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the woods, sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out, the way you stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out.
She dumb out.
I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps going up the phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. I'm just at the crib on the house. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
She's like a private investigator. With my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like the paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, really a me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Got the crib on the house. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker. Oh,
she popping up by the crib. Never told her where you live. That's what shorty is. Messages just to get the biz, guess what shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your job, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told me where you live. That's what shorty is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, guess what shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your job, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
Radio Live, that was Mr. Woods' stalker. Yeah, had a couple of those in my lifetime. I don't know about y'all. I wouldn't want another one. We are winding down. It's about 11:36 here on the East Coast. Did we ever get Bill Mayer back online, Miss Willingham, with her technical difficulties for the health and wellness?
I'm not sure if Mr. Willingham is with us. Ms. Willingham. Live from Chesapeake.
No. Or maybe not.
What?
Or maybe not.
In other maybe words. Yeah. No.
In other news.
Right. So, I want to know what in the world is going to happen with this Libyan strike. Like, I mean, because, you know, like, innocent people are getting killed while all this stuff is going on, even though it's supposed to be protecting the people. So, like, I hope he steps down or something. Like, they need to do something soon. It's getting ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have been watching it, though.
I've been watching it.
I really have not, got to be honest.
Really? Yeah, I watch CNN every, you know, when I get the chance to him. You know, they were just showing photos of the, you know, the main areas, like the center city parts, per se, like before the airstrikes and after, and it's like all types of stuff are just gone. Right.
It's like a totally different place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now they have a woman that is accusing Gaddafi's soldiers of raping her.
Yeah, that's been going on for a couple of weeks. She was under protective custody, but now she's not. They were doing an interview with her. She said she's scared for her life, as she should. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Too much. I mean, it's like the things that we're dealing with over here. It's like, man, we have to come to a medium when we have a government that's possibly going to shut down. Or are they going to just keep saying that to make the stock market, like, go up or drop? You know? I mean, I don't know. I know that had nothing in the world to do with motorcycles, but I had to get that off my chest.
That's what we do.
But it was an
tangents.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a tangent. It was off subject. Oh, and that noise, that was my headset rubbing against my zipper. I just figured out. The noise that you guys heard earlier. No, I just did it. And the noise you guys heard earlier, that was my microphone hitting my zipper. Yeah.
Do you mean the noise we heard an hour ago?
Yeah. I said earlier.
Wow.
Because I just noticed what it was doing, because I just heard it myself. Because I was like, what noise are they talking about?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When you ride, do you wear a helmet?
I do.
Oh, okay. All the time?
Yep.
I
hate to see people ride without helmets. I think that is the dumbest thing that you could do.
Absolutely.
The dumbest.
But I see it here all the time.
Yeah, because you don't have a law there that requires you to wear a helmet. Now, do you have a law that requires the passenger to wear a helmet if you have someone riding with you? Oh, because here you don't, the person who's actually driving the motorcycle, you don't have to wear a helmet, but the passenger has to wear one.
No.
Right, because you can only be responsible for yourself.
Correct.
Right. I don't know. Certain parts of South Carolina, in South Carolina, you don't have to wear a helmet. But it's so many, the roads are so long there. I mean, I don't know. And they have races on their regular streets, which is in the middle of nowhere, but yeah. It's pretty fun to watch, though.
Hey, here's a new one from Law. It's called Slow It Down. Law. Again, Slow It Down right here at TMI Radio Live.
Gas them up, Law. Gas them up,
hey,
Law. Let's go.
Excuse me, miss. I seen you from afar, and I would have been a fool not to find out who you are. See me, they call me Law, but you can call me yours. I pull out your chair, I open all your doors. See, I'm a street nigga, but for you, I be a gentleman in your high heel boots. You the truth, ma, you killing them. And your jeans is painted on. What is that, Darion? Hope you got some time, cause if you don't mind, I'ma carry on. I ain't tryna blow your head up just to pick your legs up, but you look high maintenance. That's okay, I got my bread up. Your boyfriend got you pissed off. My girl, she got me fed up. I need something new, and so do you too. I don't know where you're from, but you came from out the blue. And if this is high school, I would have to go with you. What's that? I seen that you smile. Yeah, you play hard to get, but I got you now. Hey.
Put a rush on me and get it over with. What if I just know what you like and it feels right? Then it's over with. What if I don't call you back? Prove you right. All is left. Just one night.
Maybe we should slow it down, slow it down.
Slow it down, but why wait around? I've been waiting all my life, my angel finally came down. Don't know what you did with the key, but you got a lock on me. I treat you like a woman, he treat you like property, but he don't even know that he just sold you. You can lay on top of me and I'ma just hold you. We ain't gotta do nothing. nothing now. We can chill, but you might feel something moving. My dick can't sit still. Just being real, I do wanna drill, but you worth the wait. So wait for you, I will. But when you give it to my baby, I'ma go crazy. Earthquake the pussy, knock the walls down like hate it. Give it to you right, so I can get it daily. Plus every night, yeah, that'll be crazy. I can transform you, turn you to my lady. Yes, me, hell yeah, no me, lady.
Put a rush on it, and get it over with. What if I just know what you like, and it feels right, then it's over with. What if I don't call you back, prove you right, all is left, just one night.
Maybe we should slow it down, slow it down.
Yours truly, Future and Drizzy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grabbed that red cup and then I poured that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
all I do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc. I'm simply hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a failure. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
WHAC, T. Muhammad Radio Live. Log on. Check me out. www.tmhyman.com. Yo, I got a movement cracking along with the Hack Media team here and the crew at TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, follow me. Check me out, www.tmhyman.com. It's 11:49. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. Thanks for riding with us tonight. Motorcycles, the good, bad, and the ugly. But for the most part, we've been talking about the sexiness of riding. But, hey, there's nothing sexy about a body being peeled off the concrete because there's been a tragic accident, you know. It looks good when it's zooming past you. But can you imagine hitting a brick wall at that speed? Hey, it happens.
Yeah, like that one girl that happened on that was on 264. I think, which was like, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago. And they were going so fast that when she fell off, like, there was really nothing left to pick up. That's how hard, that's like how fast they were going and how hard she hit the ground. Yeah. It was sad, but true, you know. Your harsh reality.
Harsh.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's wind this thing down. Again, we are on every Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Coming in May, all-new program right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. It's an improvement. It's a makeover. We got a brand-new program coming starting in May. Stay tuned. What was that?
Magic. No. That's
magic.
What I was saying while you
crazy.
Oh boy. Yes. So, like, what did you guys eat for dinner?
I ate 2 turkey sandwiches and my leftover sweet potatoes from Boston Market from lunch.
Good deal.
2 bottles of water. Hey.
Toy?
Honey, I ate
something. Her and Didi are asleep. Folks.
No, I'm not asleep. Surprisingly, grandma's not asleep tonight. Imagine that. I'm up doing stuff, getting things together for tomorrow because I was out for a few hours, so now I have to play catch up. So, yeah.
That's what's good.
I'm awake.
Hey, hopefully, Ms. Domir Willingham is okay out there in Chesapeake, VA. Sorry we did not deliver a health and wellness segment, but I'm sure you are still full from Monday's health and wellness segment. Back on Friday, 10 p.m., join us. Hey, ladies, be safe out there. I'm going to call it a wrap, and we're just going to bob our way out of here for the rest of the night. Hey, good night, everybody. Take us home.
Good night. And blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Could pass.
YMCMB, po boy.
Every time I touch down,
yeah.
I usually bankrupt up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Putting down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope it flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip, in a minute I'ma touch down, I just might break off, we might just fly through Nami's, low main with the white sauce, I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, BBG. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys, all us get that money, ho, no matter what it costs, we pay for it. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy
is gone. I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boys make them crazy.
The dope boys make them crazy.
The
dope boys make them crazy.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming in my nervous bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her tuition, her car note. Season her belly, but couldn't give her my heart, though. In love with this hustling. Chevy's on them 100 spokes. Tickets on that white girl. I get it for the low. Mike bless my ad lib. My ad lib. Way my goons at. Get it how you live. Dope boy, nickel backs the bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town.
I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Money, we stay fly, we fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around, yeah. Mix them tray with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't ever interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about to cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe her. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check said bounce back. I fucked with your heart, babe. Just yeah. No believe me that.
How about touchdown? I use it, break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show